Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Conversations Live, where we bring you the best in music, books, entertainment, and current events. When the movers and shakers of the world have something to say to you, they say it to us. Now, here is your host, Cyrus Webb.
And we're back with Conversations Live, where we connect you with the artists and authors you love, who bring you the music and books you can't get enough of. I'm your host, Cyrus Webb. I want to again thank those joining us here on the radio side of our program through 92.3 FM. We're now able to bring back in our good friends joining us through blogtalkradio.com, either through our switchboard, our live chat, or our podcast. We're glad to have all of you with us. As I mentioned before the break on the radio side, on the radio side, you guys, I think, were the only ones who heard the break because of a technical issue, but we have Emmy Award-winning songwriter Trey Bruce is making his first appearance here on our program today. Trey, thank you so much for joining us today. I really appreciate it.
Hey, Cyrus, how are you?
Doing really well, and thank you for dealing with us while we were dealing with the technical issues here on our side. Of course, those that are listening to us through Blog Talk, we appreciate you staying with us. You know, we're going to be listening to the new music from King's Bullet, of course, today on the program, and it's really, I think, one of the powerful songs from the new project, One Brick Shy, and we'll tell our listeners how they can get that. But, Trey, I wanted to start off by talking about this career that you've had in music. I mean, when you look at the work that you've been able to do and the artists you've been able to work with, what has it been like for you to do, as I mentioned in my introduction, to do something that you're obviously so passionate about?
Well, you know, there's been many days and nights along my career where I had to pinch myself to be sure I wasn't dreaming. I mean, I've been really lucky, and I've worked really hard. I've worked with a lot of artists that I was really passionate about, some people that were that I was really influenced by early on, and I wound up working with them later on in life. I really can't say enough about what a pleasure it's been to just be a songwriter and get to move from one format to another and work with all kinds of artists.
Well, it doesn't seem like you are at all, I mean, held captive to a particular genre, Trey. Is it just music overall and the ability to tell a story through it that captivates you, or what is it that draws you to that art form, that being songwriting?
Well, I always wanted to be a writer. As a musician, I was in bands as a kid, but I didn't really want to be an artist as much as I wanted to write, and I didn't know at the time when I started getting my first few breaks that I would find that there were really no boundaries between rock and country and pop and alternative music. It was just really changing the dialect of the language a little bit to just really slip under the door of each of those formats.
Right. And so when you look then at, again, the artists you've worked with and now to be able to share your own voice, I mean, does it seem like almost a new beginning for you when you step into the booth yourself?
It's really different. I tell you, I didn't plan on doing this. I've always planned on not doing it. And then when the opportunity came in such a natural way, I just found myself thinking, wow, you know, maybe this is a good time to just concentrate on this for a minute, because it definitely wasn't something we planned.
Yeah. So, you know, as I mentioned, of course, you're half of the group, King's Bullet. Along with your partner, songwriter in her own right, Loni Rose. You guys have this group. How did the name come about? Because that was one of the questions that I got from one of our listeners on blogtalkradio.com. Trey, how did the name King's Bullet come about?
You know, I wrote King's Bullet by myself, the song, a couple of years ago, and I hired Lonnie to be the demo singer. You know, in Nashville, there's lots of singers that we just hire for demos. Mm-hmm. And I thought her voice was really unique, and I put her on the song, paid her a demo singer's wages, and then months later, when people started saying, you guys should do more of this, and for a lack of a better name for a band, I just said, why don't we just call it King's Bullet? It's got a nice ring to it. And so that's what we did.
The rest, as they say, is history, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah. for those that are just joining us, either on the radio side or online, you're listening to Conversations Live. I'm speaking with Emmy Award-winning songwriter Trey Bruce. He's making his first appearance here on our program. He, along with Lonnie Rose, are King's Bullet. He was just sharing with us the story of how the group came about. The song that we're going to hear is One Brick Shy. As I mentioned, Trey, before you came in, it's available through our partner, Amazon.com, as the album is. The individual things are available for less than a buck. But talk to us about One Brick Shy and how it came about. You guys have a very almost haunting video that goes along with it that's available on your website. So tell us about the song.
It's a sad song. It's a song that a lot of people, just about anybody, can relate to at one point in their life or another, or their sister or their brother or their dad or their next door neighbor. It's just about two people living in a house, and they've just become isolated, and they're living in these little cylinders within the house, just behind a wall, and it's just really going to take another brick or two, and they'll be completely walled off from each other.
Yeah, yeah. Really powerful. What I'm going to do, Trey, is let our listeners be able to enjoy this song. When we come back, I want to ask you, I mean, as a songwriter working with another talented songwriter, you know, what do you hope individuals take away from this album? And also, we're going to let them know how they can find out more about the group, okay?
Okay.
Again, you're listening to Conversations Live. I'm speaking again with Trey Bruce. He's half of the group King's Bullet. Here is the single One Brick Shy. We'll be right back when she stay with us.
Just for kill, the love that I
That was King's Bullet with One Brick Shy here on Conversations Live 92.3 FM and online through blogtalkradio.com. We're speaking to one half of King's Bullet right now. Trey Bruce is making his first appearance on the program. And Trey's been talking with us a little bit about this journey that has led him to where he is now, half of this group, along with Alani Rose. He talked to us about how the name of the group came about. And, of course, that was the single you just heard there is One Brick Shy. We're going to tell you guys in a moment how you can get that single and others as well. You know, for you, Trey, I'm curious. You know, success means different things for different people. I asked this question sometime of recording artists like you who have been able to reach levels that many people would love to be in. Of course, you know, who wouldn't want an Emmy? I wouldn't be able to get one because I can't sing, and I don't think I'm that good of a writer. But there are many people who that is something they would look for. Do you find yourself having to top yourself or have that feeling that you have to be just as good or better as your last project?
Yeah, I think I'm always frustrated. I think that's part of being an artist, whether an artist or a writer or whatever. You want your next thing to be as good and better than the one before. Every time I've ever had a cut on a particular artist, I always wanted another one on them the next time they came around, and I always was let down if I didn't get one. So, yeah, you measure your next by your last.
Yeah. So do you feel as though in that regard, Trey, that you are your biggest critic, that you, I mean, regardless of what others might say about you or your music, that you're the one who's probably the hardest on yourself?
Oh, yeah. I mean, yeah, you have to be, I think, to really be subjective and to make it great. Otherwise, you just slough it off and do it quick and move on to something else.
Yeah,
that's why we spend weeks and months on this stuff, because we want it to be great.
Right. Well, I think it definitely shows. Again, the new project just came out this month. So talk to us about what you hope listeners are able to get from this project when they pop it in, when they're able to start playing the tracks, or when they hear a particular track, Trey. What do you hope they take away from King's Bullet that makes them kind of feel something, I think, or at least think about something a little bit differently? Just like that song I mentioned, you know, the video, I mean, the song itself is, I mean, it's a powerful song, but to watch that video, it's almost, you know, we all know what it feels like to be in a room with someone and still feel by ourselves. So what do you hope people are able to take away from your music that will kind of linger with them?
Man, I hope they take an emotional experience away. I hope they hear one of these songs and just shake their head and go, man, I know exactly what he's talking about. You know, because it's really heartfelt, human songs. We try to write really touchy subjects, really honestly and in plain speak.
Well, I think you'll accomplish that. I think this is definitely something that people will be able to enjoy. As I mentioned, of course, because of the way that people get their music now, the single that we heard here, One Brick Shy, can be purchased by itself thanks to our partners, like at Amazon.com, but also you can get the entire album there as well. Trey, why don't you tell our listeners how they can find out more information about the group and what's coming up next, guys?
Right now, I think all of our internet presence can be all spiders out from kingsbullet.com. You go there, you can reach our Facebook page, our Twitter page, Tumblrs, blogs, all those things. Kingsbullet.com.
All right, so kingsbullet.com is where you can go, and I'm liking you guys on Facebook. Definitely encourage our listeners to do the same. Of course, Trey is on Twitter as well. You can find him there at Trey Bruce. We actually tagged him as we were posting about this show earlier. And Trey, I'm glad you could come on. Again, I apologize for those online difficulties we had there at the beginning of the program. It's one of those things. But thanks to our engineer, Jeff, he will, by the time this is edited for our later listeners, they will never even know any of that happened. So
that's right.
So it's one of the great things about it. But again, kingsbullet.com, everyone, make sure you do visit the website. Trey, congratulations again to Lonnie and you both. And we hope you'll come back. We'd love to talk with you again.
Thank you, Cyrus. Happy 700th.
Well, thank you. Thank you for sharing it with us. We really appreciate that. Again, everyone, Trey Bruce, everyone, one half of King's Bullet. Make sure you do pick up the album. Go to kingsbullet.com. Also, it is available through amazon.com, of course, a partner of ours here at Conversations Live. Make sure you do get it there. And then, of course, write your review. I'll be writing one myself this afternoon. Hope you guys will join me and let them know what you think about the songs, what you think about the music. I think they will appreciate that as well as other music lovers as well. That's going to do it for us for this live edition of our program. For those that are tuning in, of course, on the radio side, you know, as I mentioned earlier, we will not be having a primetime show this evening. We're doing some press for the nomination we just got for our magazine. So I won't be with you guys live this evening. There will be a podcast available, though, on conversationsliveradio.com. I hope you'll take advantage of that. For our online listeners, as always, about 5 minutes after we go off the air, you'll be able to catch the podcast. So we hope you will do that and share it with your friends as well. As I mentioned, there will be a revised course podcast because of the technical issues we had there early on, but we hope you will be able to share it. And thank you guys again for making our 700th special. We appreciate all of you, appreciate the support, and the show again will be nothing without any of you. Until next time, I'm Cyrus Webb saying, as always, enjoy your day, enjoy your life, enjoy your world. Make sure you take out time to enjoy some good music and also a great book. Thanks for listening to Conversations Live. Have a great one.